dark, she ain't with it. Hard to love again, and I get it. Time and time, she tried to deal with it. But fuck boys, fuck it up for real, nigga, shit. I been in my bag for a minute. I got time today, I might spend it. I'm just trying to say I might heal it. But fuck boys, fuck it up for real, nigga, shit. Yeah. Yeah,
know you heard a lot of broken promises. Like how he's gonna treat you better than he did the opposite. Come and let me show you what the difference is. I gotta keep your wallet in your purses when you spend shit.
Hey, you already know what time it is. Back again. You dig what I'm saying? Episode 80 of the Sucio Boys podcast. Listen, I'm gonna go ahead and turn that down because these niggas was really spitting. Anyways. I'm A-Hunter Shogun. I'm back once again with my brothers in arms. You dig what I'm saying? Man, let's go ahead and get into it because we got a lot to get to today. So I'm in the way. Let me get out the way. That's what I got to say for now. First, if I may, introduce y'all. A man blessed by God, the richest nigga in the South by Southwest. Always dressing in Sunday's best, saying all the wild shit with his whole motherfucking chest. The man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Sloan Kettering. Cuzzo, how do you do, sir?
What up, though, cousin? You know, in a new location of the house, you know, normally this is my, I think I'm going to turn this into my little podcast room. Give me a nice little desk to put in here, you know, a little fan or something. See how my wife feels about it, though. Yeah. Got to get the okay first. But, you know, it's the big homie, Sloan Kettering, Scott Addy's favorite, Lord of the Sugarfoots.
Claude Hemmers.
Mister, look, first of all, before I get into this intro, these Dr. Dapper products are amazing.
Cooking and your muffin right now.
Cooking my muffin. Cooking my muffin, dog. And my back. My family is in town too. So we've been lighting these motherfuckers up. Pedasaurus Rex, the most dangerous of the pedasaurs. The Great Value, Zach Fox, the High Chief Petty Malvia. You know, Trollman Range, Trody Rose, Dean Trelinko. And when I got the Dr. Dabber XS in my hand, you might as well call me Latrell Smokewell because this motherfucker be choking me. Actually, I might have to change my name to Smoke Mo Carlissimo because that's who he choked. PJ Carlissimo was the coach he choked. So I might have to be Smoke Mo Carlissimo or Carlissa Smoke. So we'll work on it.
Work in progress. Work in progress.
Yeah, it's work in progress. But Mr. L1R1XO and I'm up out there jam. Hold on, it's the Big Suits. Shout out the house. The Big Suits is in the building. Ganja Jetson, you know, because that's what I need to say when I got a Dr. Dapper product. Stop smoking like a Flintstone and get with these Jetson products, nigga. Smoke like the future. Ganja Jetson, that's my new name, Ganja Jetson. And Mr. R1XO, don't pop that jam. If you play Madden with Vic on the cover, my people, then you already understand.
Touchdown!
And I'm always trying to score.
Guess what, bitch?
Woo! No, I'm saying cousin, welcome in. Listen. The hot box forgot.
Right.
Oh, shit.
You know, I got all this stuff with me in the studio, you know.
Man, shout out to
Grow Gang juice just came in. I'll have some of this in. Later.
The pack came in.
300 milligrams of infused juice.
Oh, shit. I can't wait to see what I got.
Yeah, nigga might be sleep. Sleep.
Take a sip, be flip.
Let me see. Let's see.
All right. Let's we got a taste test on what I'm saying?
Oh, tear mama, take it, do a little sip.
Oh my nigga, you can definitely tell this one. You dig in here.
Okay.
Yo, don't drink too much because you're gonna be in that closet napping.
Take a little sip.
Ooh, I ain't gonna lie to you. Like Yami.
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. This you did is fire.
That smell like some Yami.
Smell like Yami.
Hey, my nigga, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and send me a case of this. I don't know how you're gonna figure this out. But,
Share Mama. Hold on, take a little sip. Share Mama's gonna take a sip real quick. Go ahead.
Listen.
What are we doing? Can you tell this is some Yami? This is some I see
that this is perfectly themed.
It's like I drank a melted edible.
Yeah.
And I like it.
Perfectly themed, man. Yo, listen, let me get to this nigga over here, man. Doing the most Space Ghost Coast to Coast, coming back from the future just to stun on niggas and tell us how fly he really is. You dig what I'm saying? Listen, him and Doc Brown always got it going down when these niggas riding around town in the motherfucking DeLorean. You dig? Always gonna be the flyest nigga in the room, even when he ain't in the room. You dig what I'm saying? Might be rocking on the hoverboard somewhere, trying to pull up to a playlist near you. Okay, listen, it's that dude, the time traveler. Mr. Marty McFlyer than you. Sir, how do we do?
I'm feeling.
Yeah, look, y'all both about to be cooked, bro.
Yes, sir.
Y'all both about to be cooked. We got to get
Hey, can y'all send, like, can we get a case up in this? Oh, God. I can fuel a DeLorean with this shit right here. Quit playing with me. I might even make it back to the future. That's crazy. But God, you feel me? It's your boy Marty McFlyer to you. You know what I'm saying? AKA Elvis Freshly. Viva Las Vegas. AKA Tragic Johnson.
Tragic.
AKA Black Sajak. AKA Swell Roy Jetson. AKA Yerv Gotti.
Yerv.
AKA It Is Mine. This is my juice. I am Coochie Kinte, aka Skirt Angle. Boom. The king goes grrr. Aka Lurk Nowitzki.
Man in the corner. Who is he?
He's one of them rangers. Dangerous folk they are wandering the wilds.
Aka Mr. Arts and Crafts. Thrive Russ. I'm thinking painting happy trees all over. Wickinson, aka the Shea Butter Batty Daddy Slam Cook, aka Screw Her Vandross, aka Fetty Murphy. I love that. Aka 225th time champion of the petty cruiserweights, Low Key Kingston, aka Oos Wayne, aka Lil Uzi Vert, aka Him Duncan, aka Scam Margera, aka Afkasi Poppy.
Gentlemen, welcome in, get settled, you know what I'm saying? We are about to have an amazing episode, but first, if I may,
am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo no down around this town?
Sure enough.
But who am I?
Sure enough.
Who am I?
Sure enough.
I can't hear you.
Shut up!
Shogun.
Let's go, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You already know what time it is. Ahun the Shogun with my gang now. You dig what I'm saying? Number one rule in the universe. Protect your neck at all times. Otherwise, I come to you with the guillotine cutting shit clean, if you know what I mean. Pele with the AK letting out whole thing spray, putting them bitches and all the shots in the upper 90 because that's double entendre. Do not ask me how. Pablo Baldini slide tackling niggas into the fourth row. Listen, sir, that is not a foul. I got all motherfucking balls. So you don't even need to make a call. Put the card in your pocket. You dig what I'm saying? Massive boost with the bubble boost. Letting all this shit get loose. Got the nunchucks in the back pocket. Don't make me have you out here ready to pop, lock, and drop. Dig what I'm saying? You niggas be out here twerking and shit. Wildin', bro. on TikTok. I seen it. The whole Tampa Bocce chef always got the grill on high, letting all this shit fly. Listen, we got a whole bunch of shit to get to. Dirt rentals pulling up on your auntie. I-75 putting that shit in four-wheel drive, you dig what I'm saying? Flex Luger putting the aunties in a torture rack because they, and I'm trying to crack their back because they said I look like a whole snack. Okay? The Shogun Swashbuckler. Captain Jack Sparrow No Holes. The rum is gone. Yurt McGurt chucking bitches into the motherfucking Potomac. You dig what I'm saying? Man, I need that Goku-like punch sound right there. Y'all know what it is. Yeah, motherfuckers hitting the stratosphere. And as always, the demigod of disrespect, Petty Pie May. Y'all know I don't play. Studying all forms of petty. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I have broken the 8 gates this weekend, and I feel great. And as always, the reigning 300-time pettyweight champion of the world. Listen, I'm coming across all continents. Double entendre, don't ask me how. You dig what I'm saying? It's your boy, Petty Guerrero, in the building. DJ, hit that drop.
Never get tired of that. Question. Because you, what do you think of the name? Because now, I guess, since it's like, you know, we all had the Jetson theme in some sort of way, what do you think of the name Spacely Sparkit? Instead of Spacely Sprocket, Spacely Sparkit.
I like what you did there, sir. I like it. Touche. You know what? Matter of fact, you know, is that a,
It hit me. Maybe it was that this girl gang juice that had me over here.
See what? Girl, gang them.
I was just heard Frank Scott. Like,
I got one for you. Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Hit him with
a damn, son. Where'd you find this?
Damn.
Ooh, is that transparent?
Yeah, that girl gang just gave him some inspiration.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, listen, I'm telling y'all, if y'all really, man, if these niggas really get some dangly earrings, like this,
nigga, it's just the white.
I know what it is. Yeah, it just looks great.
It does look great on it.
You know what, Belair, we should have a conversation because I do have an idea for a glow-in-the-dark bottle that y'all could do. Holler at your boy.
It could be the Susio edition.
You dig what I'm saying? Cock rings and all. Wow.
Wow.
Sorry.
Niggas had a good, decent, wholesome plan, and then niggas had to fuck it up.
You trying to put our merch on the black market.
Right.
Hey. Let's go gang them. All right, yo. How was y'all's weekend? Oh, my gosh.
I mean, my week has been fire, dog. My family in town. I just cut my plants.
Seen that.
They was beautiful.
Just out here wetting. They drying out now. So, when you have some of the smaller buds and stuff like that, they dry faster. So I smoked some of them. I'm doing all right.
Impressed with your green thumb?
Yeah, with my little green thumb, is doing quite well.
My
family seems to enjoy it. So I mean, it's free reefer, so of course they're going to enjoy it.
Self-care.
I'm on spring break right now, so just trying to relax.
Spring break.
Yeah, that's not the version of spring break I'm on, but just just playing the game and getting it in. Outside of that, I haven't really been doing nothing. Enjoying life.
Hey, love that for you, King. You dig. Marty, how you been, bro?
Man, been good. Finally done moving shit for the most part. Building a couple small things here and there, but you know, we finally in the humble abode. You know, as some may say it, it stormed. So it snowed, then it rained. They did both. Drank some Terramana. Oh, I'm telling myself, drink some Terramana. And then and it's this girl gang, I'm telling you. I was saying, keep that in. Keep that in.
I'm not cutting that, bro. She gonna hear that.
Good.
I bet you did, nigga.
Oh God. And then you know, play some game. You know, I was on the PS5 for a little bit. Then I was on the Xbox Series X. Then kids was on my nerves. And then ate some bomb ass food and just kind of kept it low key. The Last of Us, you know, season finale.
Yep. Everybody's been talking about that all across the interwebs. So, you know, we ain't gonna spoil that for nobody if they ain't seen it yet. Which,
yeah,
you know,
that's all. Oh, anyway, I watched everything. Was everything everywhere
all at once? What? Yeah, my man Data from Indiana Jones. You dig what I'm saying? OG sidekick. My man won an Oscar. Good for him, bro.
Jim and Michelle, you got a show that's coming to Disney Plus too. It's supposed to be some like kung fu thing. But anyways, I watched that. I don't watch it sober, because if you watch it on anything, it's going to like bring you right back to sober, even though you're not. And it's going to just.
Or I can just not watch it and not be sober. You know what I'm saying, dude?
This is true. But I'm just saying, if you watch it, just be warned. Like, yeah, it won awards. So it wasn't bad. It just like Vanilla Sky levels of I'm confused.
It's just a multiverse that got done better, I think.
Yeah, I'm still confused. But it was good.
It's all right. Niggas was fighting. But that's good. And also, you're high right now because you just drank some Girl Gang. So,
oh yeah.
That'll happen. Young Frylocks over there. Right, I see you. Well, listen, man. I got to spend some time with the kiddos. I worked, and we are getting to the bags. So that was the gist. And man, I feel bad because like I'm becoming more antisocial, but I would say at the same time too, now I'm just more focused on like what we have to get done. So had some conversations this weekend with a few other folks to help us grow the channel. And yeah, I'm very excited about what's coming up in the next couple months. So nothing set in stone as of yet. That we can announce, but regardless, it's gonna be some shit. So just want to let y'all know, you dig. And as always, before we get into the topics, huge shout out to all the sponsors, you dig. Right now I would say that you niggas are pretty much on almost all things. But shout out to Dr. Jabber, you dig what I'm saying. Shout out to Luke Belair Champagne, shout out to 710 Labs, you know, and shout out to Grow Gang. We in the building. Listen, gunshots for y'all. You dig what I'm saying? All y'all. Appreciate y'all. But yeah, man. Shout out to them. And shout out to everybody.
I don't need no more of this. Not another sip.
You don't need another set.
I don't need
it looks like you don't. Ah, god damn. Oh, man. Listen, and
boy, if I go to Mania with this, boy, I ain't drinking. Who said I need to smoke if I got a drink?
Could you imagine that at Mania? Everybody's fried. Anyway,
in the audience cut
Dr. Jab, literally we will be the lives of the party with Dr. Jabbers and Girl Gang and 710 and Luke Belair. You dig what I'm saying?
Elimination chamber match.
You motherfuckers might want to find the Sucio boys. You dig what I'm saying? Because we're gonna be doing things anyways.
Real champion,
fellas, we got some topics. So let's get to it. Okay. First and foremost, we're going to start this off with a Marty topic. You dig what I'm saying? Because this is really going to get us into the spin of things, even though it's not, but it is. You dig what I'm saying? So we're going to start off a little light and then get into some wild shit. Marty, can you please reference back to this question that you brought to our attention?
Which one? Sorry, just girl gang juice. Got me.
Ah, this nigga is fried. Anyways, we're talking about alcohol, good sir.
Oh, shit, yes. Yes, yes, okay. The original question that I posed before I was high as a kite was basically coming up, how did you get your liquor when it was, when the choices was limited? Like, say you didn't have nobody to buy it for you, and you had to ask somebody.
Nigga, when you was in school, bro, like not college, just say it, bro. Quit beating
high
around
school.
The bush. Yeah, like,
high school, middle school,
yeah.
High school.
When you was in high school and when you first started drinking, how'd you get around it? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I had a homeboy that he and I used to work at this summer camp, but he was literally 3 or 4 years older than I was. So when he was off at college, he stayed at home with his parents, but he would just commute. But every weekend I would always go kick it with him. So I really wasn't like kicking it around people I was, in high school with. I was going to like college parties early. So I was like burnt out and shit, but this nigga was taking me to like, he was an engineer. So all of his buddies who would drink, they would just have like all type of contraptions from like a two-story beer bong to different ways in which you could drink. They had like a beer fountain it was fucking wild, bro. I was just amazed at the ways in which they ingeniously created things. So for me, it was like I got spoiled, but like I would always be like, yo, what are you doing this weekend? And then I'd be sick if he had some other shit going on. But that's how I got my alcohol early. And okay. I used to laugh, though, because in high school, when I would go out with my homie, my mom, every single time, it's like we're going up to University of Dayton. And she always had this saying that she would say to me, and she was like, Aaron, what's my rule? And I was like, all right, mom, no drinking, no drugs, no sex. I would have to say that every single time before I left. I kid you not.
Guess what I did? Drinking drugs and sex.
Oh, God.
That's completely opposite from what happened in my house.
Gotcha, bitch.
In my house, it was, you better grab the cat. You better be using them condoms on top of the entertainment center. I ain't going to Planned Parenthood for nothing.
Listen, but this all has context, and there's a reason why I said this, because it'll make sense later in our other topics. But I'm setting the table, so... yeah.
Oh, look at this foreshadowing.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, nigga, we are getting better at what we do. Don't play with me, nigga.
Foreshadowing and long-term storytelling for a whole episode. Oh, look at us. They can't. I should come pod in the closet more often.
You know what I'm saying?
Look at us. but similar to you. Okay. So shout out to moms. To moms. She is 16 years sober now.
Okay.
But back in the day, this is before.
Hold on. Give her some gunshots for that.
You know what I'm saying? Lady. Shout out to.
You know what I'm saying?
There it is. 16 gunshots, you dig?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm 16 seconds sober.
Oh, God.
No, you're not, bruv. No, you're stop not. Just because you stop drinking it doesn't mean it ain't still in your system.
Shout out to the sponsors, by the way. But, I mean, prior to moms coming through, before, you know, she found out that niggas was drinking, this is, like, into middle school, up into freshman year, you had to get it how you live. So if it wasn't the homies, brother or cousin or whoever, you had to find the nigga, whoever was in front of the gas station or the Quickie Mart, and then you had to pay for their bottle. Hope that they got you what you
wanted. Right, you're right.
You just had, it's like, here's well, how much we all got. Here's $30. They gonna go in there and get the top shelf and then give you the little $5 bottle or whatever. But you had to get it how you lived. And then you got to figure out how you gonna get drunk off the MD 2020, the Taka vodka. It was real hard. Niggas was down bad. We deserved what we got because that was the way that we was doing it.
Marty, you look like you drank Yellowtail at one point.
Almost. Or the Steel Reserves.
Nah. He ain't drink Yellowtail. Marty is definitely a Boone's Farm nigga.
Oh no, but we did have a Yellowtail.
That nigga drank Skull Vodka.
No, it was Taka. It was Taka. It was basically like hand sanitizer. It was I'm pretty sure.
Or Sveka.
Nah, that pop off, that Myers.
Pop off. Yes, yeah. Pop off, and then Taka. Those was because you could get the handle for like $8.
Yo, niggas was getting the Myers liquor. That's crazy.
Wait, I got a story about those.
That's bad. No, I'm saying, but so. Yeah, niggas was down bad. I remember one time Mama Marty came through. She left work early. We was at the crib just sipping. She's like, all I hear is her open the door. Nigga, what is you doing? Don't bring that aerosol, what she called aerosol, rubbing alcohol, paint thinner shit in my house. Drink
you
better liquor.
Just walking around drinking headaches.
Just dressed us down. Just like at least
drinking grain alcohol.
That's yeah, crazy. She's like, nigga, you might as well just made moonshine, just dressed us down. Like, oh, well, I'm here thinking that I'm in trouble. She was actually probably not sober at the time. But anyways, she came in, she was just going off. She said, that's not what we're going to do. And she broke down the rules. If you drink, you need to make sure I know where you at. You ain't driving nowhere. And wear protection. Because I'm not bailing you out. I'm not picking you up. And if you die, I'm going to bring you back to life and fuck you up and kill you myself. So after that, moms would come through, and then that was my liquor plug. But niggas was down bad early.
Down bad. Sounds like something moms Dukes would say for sure.
Oh, it was bad. It was bad. And then the bitches, the young ladies was there at the time too. So you out here just thinking like, oh, I got some liquor.
Look really at him. Gross. I see you, sir. Look at him. You know what I'm saying? Correcting himself.
You know what I'm saying? Just growth. You know what I mean? Girl, that's what we're trying to do.
Slong,
I'm
Slong,
to talk about it.
What about you, sir?
I've been blessed my whole adult drinking career, even in my young drinking career. I've looked like this since I was 14. So
we seen the football junior year my ass.
That was my junior year of high school. Wait until I show you my senior year pick. The senior year pick is worse.
A whole college.
This nigga got a mustache in his baby picture.
I did, and I had these huge ass hands in my baby picture too. But
nigga slapped the doctor.
I almost did, but my brother is a couple of years older than me, and he used to get my alcohol at high school. And then where I grew up at, we had this liquor store, and on the other side of town called Home Run Inn, and it was the Arab store. And shit, I ain't never had to use an ID in there. And I just, since I was 14, I've been buying liquor. Just walk in there, they were like, hey, holla, 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 holla. I was like, and my man named Muhammad. And I'm like, Muhammad, go ahead and give me the bottle of gin. Because, you know, when you get what you can afford. And back then, a fifth of gin was $9.
Shout out, Seagram's.
You facts, and you already knew what gin I was talking about. That Seagram's Bumpy Face Extra Dry. And then, if I came up on a dub somehow from like hustling in the streets, like, cause I was cutting grass, walking dogs, and shit like that. So I hustle and come up on a dub. Boy, you getting the handle? 1897? Boy, out the dough. Look who got it all. You talking about the girls? My best friend was a girl in high school. Call her. Excuse me. Call her and be like, hey, what y'all think? What we doing tonight? I got the drink. She'd be like, what? How you get a bottle? Don't worry about it. I was over in Urbana earlier, so I went and got a bottle. I was like, all right, cool. We going to be XY. I'm going to come pick you up in the minivan. See, and then at that time, my OG would let me go with her because she was my best friend.
Okay. So
she knew nothing was going on between me and her, but she didn't suspect that I was probably knocking off all my best friends' friends.
I mean, that's the assist. That's.
I mean, sometimes you gotta be the Steve Nash of ass. And you got into right.
Hey,
you know right. I had to. I got it that way in there. If she wanted one of my guys, I'd be like, "Hey, she want to holler at you, big dog." And you know you got to return the favor.
Put it by the rim, bro.
You got to put it by the rim. No gas money, nothing. Just
none. You had a bottle already. And then we was probably going to my other best friend's house, my brother down here. When he stayed in the same town growing up, his mama was never there. So he had a crib that we parlayed up at all the time. So put two and two together. We was cool kids. We had a crib, alcohol, and rides.
Coochie Bears. Y'all was all over.
Nigga never had a dub sack. You know what I mean?
The dub sack, we was selling it. That was not a problem growing up. Having a good time was not a problem growing up. Going to class was the problem.
Mm.
I would go to school. Would I do anything? Maybe.
Oh, that all depends.
It all depends It all depends on if I was playing a sport that year. So if
Nigga
I was
be red
football,
shirt, if not.
No, if I was playing football, my grades had to stay up. And then if I played basketball, my grades had to stay up. So I just did enough to play basketball. I just did enough to play sports. And honestly, if it wasn't for girls in sports, I wouldn't have went to high school. I would have dropped out. It was not fun for me. I didn't like it. I don't like school. I've never liked school, but hey.
I didn't until college, but even then I didn't really like it.
I ain't like it then. I barely went then.
We could go in a total detour here, but I feel y'all on that. I think I like stuff that interests me. But anyways, right. I digress. Yeah, I totally feel you on that. I think like early experiences with like partying, you know, being social around like vices and shit like that is understandable. But in the same sense too, it's like, you know what you worked your way towards. And then you would always get like, bro, where I went to high school at, like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas really didn't either. Like they played sports, they partied, or they were just stayed to themselves and, you know, were all about academia. But it would be interesting to see people come like mixed together from like different social settings, because that's really where I think like once you started to see like people blend around different social settings, that's where you start to see like I guess people step their range out in regards to like what they could drink. Because a lot of times, if you didn't know who to talk to or who to get a hold of, bro, you were SOL, man. You just drinking on some shit you maybe could find in your parents' cabinet.
I started hustling. Because once people found out that my brother would go and get me liquor, they'd be like, oh, can he get us this? I'd be like, yeah, but it's going to cost you. And I taxed him on top of what he taxing me to go and get it. And then when I turned 21... my little brother had just started being a freshman in college. And he'd call me and be like, hey, bro, can you get me liquor? Yeah, bro, here I come. What y'all need? And I was like, of course, I'm going to lie and tell them that the prices, they ain't never been in the fucking liquor store. So I'm going to tell them the prices on each bottle is like $5 higher. And if I like their friend, oh, you going to pay? If I didn't like your friend, oh, they going to pay a little bit more. And that's how I got my drinking money for the weekend. I get a bottle. And then I go to the bar. I really didn't pay when I went to the bar because I was cool with everybody that was a bartender. That's how you really, if you really want to get around and act like you the man, be friends with the bartenders. Bartenders will take care of you. They will put you on the list. They will put you everywhere, but you got to take care of the bartender. So if they hooking you up and you'd be like, you know you drink, your bill should be at least $150. But you get your shit and it's $27. Nigga, you better tip $60.
Straight up.
Your bill $125, but you probably drank $400 worth of alcohol if you really like.
Dog, real talk. I had a lot of bartender homies that would charge me. I know I drank. at least $150 worth of shit. My shit'll be $50, and then I'll tip them a 50 on top of it.
Oh God. And I mean, that's the truth.
You gotta look out for your plug.
Always, always. I mean, he's telling the gospel, you know what I'm saying? Because the way we did it, we started throwing parties. We used to throw the parties, we used to throw the functions and the concerts. So then that's when I learned you take care of the DJ, you take care of security, and you take care of the bartender.
The thing with the DJ is this: you don't take care of the DJ. You pay the DJ what was promised. That's not taking care of the DJ. You pay what was promised, because there's people that'll be like, "Oh yeah, this the date. This is what it was, but this what the door did. I don't care what your door did, dog. What we agreed on was X amount. So you come to me at whatever time, and you be like, because I used to DJ in college, and
same.
You come to me at any point in time and say, hey, dog, the door didn't do what I thought it would. This is all I get. And I'm looking out at a full party. Guess what? Lil Jon finna get played for the next 15 minutes straight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to me, that's right.
I'm finna send this bitch up.
You take care of them as in by pay them what the fuck it's supposed to be. And you know what I'm saying? Up front, and pay the money up front, not at the end of the night. You show up, they show up, have that money there. They there for the whole night. It's not at the end of the night, I pay you, but this is what we made. I've seen that on too many ends.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I came up under DJs.
I got flexed like that once. And then after that, oh, okay.
Never again. Cool. Never again. And that's
you're going to need to give me half now and half up. Half at the end, if that's all you made. But all right, cool. But if I don't get, I'm going to get my money somehow.
No, and even it. Even in what he was saying earlier with the hustling, because that's how it was. That's how we learned. Like when Mom Dukes dressed us down and told us how to drink proper, that's how we came up. Mom's was the one. Niggas would come to my crib. You know what I'm saying? Marty's mom would buy the liquor and we was taxing. You paying for my bottle, your bottle, mama bottle. You know what I'm saying? We running it up.
And the crib to drink it at.
And yeah, you drinking it. We drinking and smoking in my crib. Moms don't care. Like, y'all was crashing here. If your parents is cool, they would talk to moms. You know what I'm saying? Moms came through and then we would double it up. And that's like, so when I would get in trouble, I'd be like, damn, mom, no, could we get this? Cool. I'll buy the liquor. Your ass staying in the house. But I'm going to keep the money, but I'll get you the next time. And then you know what I'm saying? And then you learn that. Or when you get into the clubs and you make sure that you take care of your folks. I got spoiled. I came up under legendary DJs. Actually, today is his birthday. Y'all got your Googles. Shout out to my big brother, my mentor, you know, my big homie, the legendary DJ Amen. You know what I'm saying? Today's his birthday. Real one. He's the one that put me on and helped with a lot of the bartender plugs. Came through. Because with DJs, came with the security, they'll let you in. If you paid them good, it's another party, you know, somewhere. And, you know, if it's a Uso, you know what I'm saying? They finna let you slide. They gonna let you slide. The DJ, well, if you want to play a song to dance with the, you know what I'm saying, with a little shouty, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, play. They, you know, they don't take no requests. But, security, you know, if you're homie, you might get that request in.
If and the you bartender, cool with security, you got the biggest flex in the club.
That's a true statement. Bartender, security. DJ.
It goes security, bartender, DJ.
Ooh, yeah. Because you at least got to get in.
You have to come see me.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what you on the list. I don't give a fuck. I'm not letting you in. Why? Because I don't have to. I don't give a damn who list you on.
Actuals.
This is a public establishment, right? And we have the right to refuse service at our will. I don't like your attitude. I don't like how you're a power trip. You probably were a blame in high school. No, I was captain of the football team.
Nobody washed out.
Bro, this is what one dude told me. He was like, you washed out and couldn't go pro. I was like, that's kind of true. I mean, I kind of had a neck injury, but we'll go with your story.
You still beat his ass?
I beat his ass.
No, I'm saying you still could.
What's the point in fighting somebody that can't get into where you're letting people in?
Sick. person's. He's sick.
You can't. What Chris Brown say? How you gonna hate from outside of the club? You can't get in. Like, don't be a dick to security and think we don't forget. Because I'll get it. I've had people be dicks to my staff, but be cool to me because they know who I am. And I get it back after the, y'all think these security folks don't have security meetings at the end of the night?
Of course they do.
Hey, bro, this person, your boy, yeah, he was talking kind of crazy. I bet. What y'all want to do? I don't want him to come back. For how long? Shit. Until I feel better about it. All right, let me know when you feel better about it. Until the end, he can't come to none of our establishments, and we own 14 establishments.
I got relatives that do security. I'm not.
You got banned from 14 establishments in a small town. You can't go nowhere to go have fun.
Oh, that's terrible.
You got to leave town to have fun until we say so. Stop playing. Like, it was different. Like, people didn't understand that in our town, the person who owned our bar owned the other big club in our town, too. All the little restaurants in our town that was on, like, all the little popular spots, he owned them. So if I was just like, no, they can't come in. Oh, you thought you just couldn't come into the High Dive? No, you can't go to Soma. You can't go to Jupiter's. You can't go to Jupiter's 2. You can't go to Guido's. You can't go to, what was our other one? Blanking out right now. Seven Saints. You can't go to none of the restaurants, none of the other bars, big dog. Have a nice day. Then they come back to you and try to talk it out. Well, you ain't got to apologize to me. You got to go apologize to that person you offended. Because I'm about fairness. Like, if you're in the wrong, you're in the wrong up and down. But now when I'm being a dick, you don't like it, but when you was being a dick to my staff, you felt like you was big ball in charge. All right, I got you. Okay, cool. But then my sister was the bartender. Hey, upcharge him on everything.
Sick. That'd be the worst. That would
we
be
were not in the racket. We were not in the racket to make sure you had fun. We was trying to get all the money we could up out of you.
Run it up.
Don't get it twisted. The drinks might vary in price from week to week. Man, last week this was $7. Well, 12 today. What you gonna do?
You still gonna pay for it.
She ain't gonna get tipped. That's why it's 12. Because we know you're not going to tip. It's week after week of you not tipping. So we're going to, okay, on today, on this week, it's going to be 12. That way we're going to get that tip about you.
Security.
Get his ass.
That's why you be nice to security and the bartender. DJ going to play what the fuck he want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically what it is.
DJ going to play what he want. Be nice to security and the bartenders. And you'll get whatever the fuck you want in the club. And that's any club. I've worked in clubs since I was 15. I got my first job at a bar. 15 years old being a bar back. Just be nice to people.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
oh,
for God. Sure. I love how we somehow made our way into like our experiences early on, which really it sounds like a lot like all of us had early experiences in regards to like drinking.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Foreshadowing. You see what I'm saying? But we're going to take a hard right. You dig what I'm saying? So now that we got into the understanding of like when we all became deviants of alcohol and other vices, you dig? I got a topic for y'all. Let's rock and roll. All right. Our previous topic was brought to you by Luke Belair Champagne. champagne. You dig what I'm saying?
A little bit of the bubbly.
A little bit of the bubbly. This one, you know, I'm going to say that this one is brought to you by 710 Labs. You dig what I'm saying? But the question I have for y'all, gentlemen, especially since y'all are in relationships, how much does sex play a role in your relationship? Or how much of a role does sex play in your relationship? It's all the same question.
Martin, you can go ahead.
To be honest, it's a good half. Like that's half the battle. Like,
elaborate, sir. Elaborate.
I mean, because you look at it this way, relationships, I hate when I hear 50-50. No, it's 100-100. Give up maximum effort. But out of that maximum effort, the half portion of that is life, because life just be life in work, family, friends, just shit that you can, and some mostly that you can't control, some shit that you can control, and sometimes you need a release. Mm-hmm. And I would say half of it is where you get the emotional, let me know if I veer off in the songwriting brain, but it's just like, okay, so it gets off. You have like the emotional, and then you have like the supportive side, and, you know, just like the life and everything that encompasses that. You have that portion of the balance, but then comes with what also made you compatible is that connection that's on an intimate level. Or sometimes, you know what I mean? Especially in a relationship, if it's a serious relationship or it's a long-term relationship, you know what I mean? Or you're marrying a person regardless. If you're in love, I guess part of that connection too is just that balance, letting off steam. If I'm passionate about you, you know, like mentally and like, and I'm in on this and I'm committed, I'm passionate about you in the other way too. We got to have that balance. That's the part that we can control. Cause you know what I'm saying? When y'all both bust one, take care of one afterwards, you know what I'm saying? You have a good meal together, or it's a good way to release tension. Releases tension, shows affection. Like it's an important half. It's the other half of the puzzle.
It does have a lot of beneficial properties to like well-being of a person, right? Especially I do hear where like you know, you would get the excuse from some women where it's like, oh, I'm too tired, I got a headache. Well, bitch, what do you think is going to help you cure a headache? It's going to help you release dopamines that are going to alleviate a whole bunch of pressure up here. But not to really get too far into it, because I also want to hear Sloan, and maybe I'll give my take about it afterwards. But Sloan, your thoughts, sir?
If half your relationship is sex, it's destined to fail.
I feel like that's subjective.
Okay, cool. What happens when y'all make it to the point where y'all can't have sex? What happens if you can't have sex? What if something happens to where she can't have sex? Half your relationship is done.
I guess if you're getting in on the extreme, sure.
That's not extreme. That's fact. If your dick don't work and half of your relationship is 50% sex, your dick don't work. You can't get it up. She's going to seek pleasure somewhere else. If 50% of your relationship is sex, or if her vagina doesn't work, or she always don't want to have sex, or she doesn't feel like it, or she doesn't, for some reason, she doesn't want to. And 50% of your relationship is sex, which is 50%, half. If you're not fucking, your relationship is not working then.
Right.
So boom, you have to fuck to make sure your relationship work if it's 50%. That's just mathematics.
Yeah, but you're talking about a situation, you're talking about extremes. If we're just talking about-
No, you just said half.
Yes.
Of your relationship, that's not an extreme. That's not an extreme.
A situation where my dick wouldn't work or her vagina wouldn't work and we wouldn't be able to have sex. It's a little bit unique.
All right. So
we'll agree to
disagree. Can I walk you back a bit? Can I walk you back a bit to say that it is an important part of your relationship, but it shouldn't be the half of the makeup of the relationship?
That's just me going on what you said. Now,
that's why I'm asking, do you want to walk it back a bit?
No, I'm speaking from my experience, I guess.
Okay.
In my relationship. Sex,
at some point, sex is either going to become a non-factor because of life, especially with y'all having kids and trying to live a life and go to work. I understand that tired shit because my wife, she works. I work from home. I take care of the house. I clean. I be tired. Like, you be exhausted and she be exhausted from working, making that commute in and out of the city. Nigga, at the end of the day, I don't want to fuck. I want to go to sleep. It's not like, if people got to get this vision of a relationship out their mind that you're going to be fucking all the time. You're not. You're absolutely not. Because if you're fucking all the time, when are you going to work? Mm-hmm. When are you bringing income into the house? If fucking is your income, cool. If you fucking all the time makes your family and your household money, great. You can't fuck all the time. Because at some point, if you're going to be with this person for the rest of your life, your dick ain't going to get hard. Her pussy ain't going to work as much as you think it is. Because I don't know no 80-year-olds is out here fucking.
Who knows?
I'm not saying
that this is it's not, because I know of the villages in Florida. I know. But sometimes it's going to get to a point where your heart literally can't take you fucking. Because you can't rush blood to your penis. No matter how many Viagras or Cialis's you take. Then you still looking at this motherfucker across from you like, damn, now I got to figure out if I really do like you. You spent your whole time trying to fuck this person, and then you look, you find out that the pussy good is that is the does the does her mental outweigh her physical? Because what do you could be, you could fuck, but sex lasts 17 minutes. What you gonna do with the 23 hours and 50 minutes for the rest of the day?
Okay.
Because at some point, you got to learn to physically like this person. And when you not doing it, when you not fucking, will you like this person? Because if you're not fucking, guess what you're not doing? It releasing dopamines, like you just said, releasing your tension. You know how you're going to figure that out? How that's going to come out? Y'all going to argue a lot. Y'all going to fight a lot. Y'all going to bicker a lot. It's going to be little things that set you off. Because you ain't even mad at the not, at like whatever happened. Say she walk in the house and kick over your shoes, that'd be the shit that just started. Because you tired of not getting what you wanted. You know what I'm saying? The kicking over the shoes was like, hey, you know what, bitch, I'm tired. That's when it happens. Because you're not mad at her kicking over the shoes. You mad at something else. You ain't getting no coochie.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker. You mad that you ain't getting no coochie and you being faithful. Like Big Tanya.
So, yeah,
like
right,
Big
so,
Big Booty Tanya down the block ain't or Keisha at work ain't throwing you no pussy like your name Marvin Harrison.
All right. Now, see, you jumped ahead because this is where I was going to take it. I was going to sit in the middle, right? I do believe in some aspect that you should be sexually attracted to your partner, of course, right? Otherwise, if you're not, then that's just your buddy. And if y'all just so happen to be living together and you're not sexually attracted, that's your roommate.
Been there too. Yeah. Been there too.
Time out. You'll be all of that in your relationship at points and times.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Now, hear me out here.
But that's how you...
On top of what you were saying, Sloan. So again, I agree to some point in both sides. I do think it's important for you to have a sexual attraction to your partner. Number one. I also think that there should be other things that should occur outside of just sexual, you know, experiences with this person that make your relationship grow. And that would be that basically in time cycles itself around to make you more attracted to this person. You're doing things that are exciting you other than just like your sexual experiences. I know motherfuckers that like got baddies that they're sick of. Right.
And that's because, like you said, like you go in cycles and you think that people going, we are all on the wavelength.
Right.
So we have peaks when we really want to. We have peaks when we don't want to be touched. And then sometimes when you in a relationship, especially from my experience, I've been in with my old lady 7 years. Sometimes that sinks. And sometimes it's you're fucking all the time. You're fucking all the time. And then it's like, nigga, don't touch me.
Right.
And that's coming from me. Like, nigga, don't touch me. I completely understand when she have her nigga don't touch me moments. But then when you come up out of that, you're in that wave again. It's going to be like your relationship, if it's based on sex, it's not going to work.
Hang on, Marty. So this is where I agree with Sloan, because it shouldn't be solely based in that aspect, which again, this is why I was saying, Marty, I think you should probably walk this back, because I don't necessarily think you're saying that like half of everything that's happening with your relationship.
No, it's not solely predicated.
But what I'm saying is this, right? And I don't agree. I don't think that that's what you're saying. What I'm also adding to is there is yin and yang. So there should be balance in general. You should be attracted to your partner, because a lot of times you'll see the stupid shit in these conversations on the internet. Oh, man, ain't shit. This, that, and the third. You'll have, there women are out here that are saying that like dudes ain't shit because all they do is cheat. So now you have women that are like counteracting that, and they're being sexually active with multiple partners too. And cool. Well, I'm not such
a woman. I'm not going to group that all together.
What I'm saying is that you can have an understanding as to infidelity maybe happening, but it's little shit in micro aggressions over time, which build up to something like that. I think if you put a dude in a stupid situation where some pussy's in front of him, 9 times out of 10, a dude's going to fold. Now, unless you have a strong enough relationship with the partner that you are with and you've built it over time, because there are other things than just sexual attraction that get it, then there's no reason to break up a happy home. There's no reason to step outside of it, because you don't need to look for it that way. You see what I'm saying? Like, and also, too, let's not forget, bro, like, sex is not just some physical experience, bro. Like, you are giving energy to another person.
I believe I used the word intimacy when I was talking earlier.
So it's bigger than that. Now, I'm not saying this is you, but I think a lot of people just think fucking and think that it's just a physical thing. It's not, bro. It's literally built for you to program a second version of you.
Ugh.
Right? Jeez. That's what procreation. That's what it's really for.
Yeah. That's the whole point.
I don't understand.
Please not.
Yeah,
let's not
all right.
ruin a good podcast by me.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying
is, nobody wants to talk about their kids.
What I'm saying is that that experience shouldn't be like watered down as just something that's very surface, because it's not. Like, that is a very intimate like, for a person to see you naked, like, you are stripped all the way down,
looking at these bullet wounds and cellulite,
you know what I'm saying? But that's why I sit in the middle. I think it's important, but I also think that your relationship just shouldn't be predicated on sex.
I don't think he said it like that. I didn't even take it like that. Just saying, it's going to be it's a listener like me who's very literal. So if you literally say it, that's how I literally take it. And I don't sway that way, but I don't sway any other way. If you say it that way, that's how I interpret it. But I'm not coming down on him. This is just the example that was
I get your example. I'm clarifying, because I also know some people that will literally, when I say that it's 50-50, I'm predicating it's predicated on the fact that it's not just somebody you're fucking, like, it's not your somebody that's a roommate or anything like that. I'm talking about you're in a committed relationship, you love this person, this is the person that you are sticking with. At that point, it isn't just sex. There is intimacy. Of course, there's moments where you're not going to want to touch each other. And that's when, or if you're a parent and you got multiple kids in the house, it's when planning comes into it.
Look at
so when I'm getting to that, yes. So it's like, okay, well, it's important for us to experience that intimacy because sometimes we might want to let loose, or sometimes it's just like, I miss you. Or it's like, you get on my fucking nerves, but like, come here. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, you get on my fucking nerves. Come here. No, I don't do that.
I can be mad and be in my, I can be mad and not want to fucking touch you and talk to you. But after a couple of days, I'm like, I'm like, all right, come here.
Listen, that's an angry release, and both of y'all gonna be fucking each other to get whatever.
And then afterwards, one of us makes the food, and then we just be chilling. You know what I mean? It just depends. I'm not saying that like you're not gonna have times where you're pivoting on toxicity where it's an angry release. It's just you have your moments where don't fuck with me. It may not even be you. It could have been the world, and you take things out. Not that it's healthy to do that at all, but we have moments where we're imperfect. And we take things out, at least even if it's momentarily or long-term, where we're just like, the world is fucking with me right now. And I don't have time for you to be coming at me with stupid shit or whatever the fuck it could be. You kick my shoes over, or you're picking a fight, or you're upset about something stupid. And you know what I mean? And then I lash out. When I catch myself, yeah. I'm like, ugh. And then, you know what I mean? You apologize. And then it just gets to the point, like a little makeup sex is cool when you actually like come to the root of the issue and move forward with it.
See, that's the thing. Makeup sex can become toxic.
Surely can, if that's the only way that you apologize.
Oh, no, it's not the only way, but sometimes, man. Sometimes you got to
see
that part.
But see, you
folding,
fuck up,
bro. You folding at the wrong point.
You be upset, and then the makeup sex be good. That be the toxic shit. Because then maybe somebody might start picking fights just to have makeup sex.
This nigga is podding.
That's why the sex is good. You don't need to pick fights for the makeup sex. I'm just saying it's momentary.
Sometimes first of all, if the sex is good and you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, what is there to argue about?
Really? Nope. Let me not be misogynist. Nope. I'm gonna bequeath my time on that one. But
I'm just saying, there's
plenty. Somebody will find something to argue about.
Doing what you're supposed to be doing. What is there to argue about? Why y'all having arguments?
You'd be shocked. I'd be asking the same question, and the arguments still happen.
But see, that's the thing. You gotta find people that fit you. If it's your love language, if it's your sexual drive, you got to make sure these motherfuckers match up perfectly, because you can't have a high sexual drive and your love language be physical touch, and then you have somebody with a low sexual drive and they should be acts of nature. I mean, acts of kindness.
Kindness, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's
y'all niggas plotting into the future. I see what y'all did here. I see what y'all
we're gonna circle back to this.
Yeah, we can come back to this for sure. All right, but
Marty said something that I had talked about, and I'm gonna make it the next topic, and I'm gonna bring in my Dr. Dabber. Hey, hon, can you go ahead and
I give you a little
fellas? I just want to let y'all know that I'm at that age where scheduled sex isn't that bad.
Okay. Elaborate, sir.
All right. So my old lady was about to get in the shower the other day, and she was looking good. So I said, hey, let me talk to you real quick. I've been paying for it ever since. My back hurts. My knees hurt. I did not stretch. I did not prepare for this at all.
Take your medicine, man.
So this is why I'm saying that I think scheduled sex ain't that bad.
Instead of being spontaneous anymore.
Not a spring chicken anymore.
So are you saying that you need prep time like Batman?
I need about an hour. Got to stretch, make sure my hips are good. You know what I'm saying? Get the therapy gun, knock down these hamstrings before I get in there, and embarrass myself, because you don't want to get in there and your glutes lock up. And then that hamstring tightening.
Oh, getting a cramp. Woo! To having to fight through a cramp when you, oh my goodness.
And also, you gotta make sure you hydrated, baby. Gotta make sure you hydrated. Been
yeah,
water
see, you can't just jump into it.
Nah, see, I'm at that age.
Ah-ha-ha.
Yeah.
You can't just jump into it. You dig what I'm saying? You need some prep time. Batman.
Yeah, I'm shaking, trying to hold yourself up in that.
Oh, that ain't the problem. I do push-ups, baby. Call of Duty. Call of Duty. Every time I lose, 10 push-ups.
I've been related to Call of Duty. Okay, now that makes sense. All right, that ain't bad.
When your team lose, 10 push-ups.
Got the Casper.
Yo. All right, I'm with that.
I'm out here.
I'm out here,
cuz. Just brolic for no. These guns are looking... My shoulders are nice.
Call of Duty got me swole, cuz.
Right. But you gotta prepare.
Interesting. I totally took that a different way, to be quite honest. When you first said that, I was kind of thinking in the same realm of what Marty had mentioned when we were doing pre-pod, is like, you know, and Marty will say this more, I'm sure, to the effect, is like, you know, after being a parent, there's a different level of planning that you almost have to have. Right? Because it's like, all right, now kids in bed, do-to-do-to-do, or, you know, you kind of give each other the eye, like, all right, as soon as these little niggas go to sleep, it's on. You know what I'm saying? So maybe then you do have to do the Batman prep time. Okay, I need to make sure I'm hydrating shit. I need to make sure.
That's why you got to hit a lick. Literally, you fake that double entendre. You got to do what you got to do. Get these niggas, take the Nintendo Switch and go in the room. Shut the fuck up. Here, go outside and play. It's snowing here. Get your sled. Build a snowman. I don't know.
I could see that. I could see that happening. Listen, man. I don't necessarily have to deal with the planning in that regard. But I will say it is an interesting thought to have, especially when, you know, you got little ones in the house and what that type of planning actually looks like, right? Where it's like, it's pseudo spontaneous, but it's like, y'all have an idea of like, okay, when these motherfuckers go to bed, we got a plan. And are you ready? Don't tell me you're tired, because you up. And listen, ladies, it's just as important for you to tell your man that you gonna take it. That's yours, right? That's yours. You have all type of free reign, especially if y'all in the same abode,
right?
Hey,
you
look,
better,
grandma
you better
said,
grab you better grab his meat.
Grandma said she'd take the baby to the store with her from 1 to whenever they get back. So what's up? What's oh, up? God. As soon as she leave, yeah, go ahead. Look, I'll watch the baby while you get in the shower. You watch the baby while I get in the shower. And then when your mama get here, well, mama, whichever grandma get here, hey, here you go, bag already, get out.
Oh, God.
And then
or that start the shower. You got to start the shower.
Angry macaroni noises.
You know what I'm saying?
Macaroni noises. Y'all can't even
start
hear
the shower, so they can't hear the clapping. Just
angry macaroni noises.
Start. Wait. Did you use my move?
You start the shower. You start the shower. Boy. They can't hear nothing in there. You start the shower. Turn on the fan in the room. Turn on the fan in the vent in the bathroom.
Oh, I got to turn. I got a big house. I got to do all that. But the shower do help.
Don't touch. Drown out.
The shower do drown it out a little bit.
Oh, God. You know what I mean? It's a little clap of water. You could have just.
Oh, these niggas.
Oh, you're cooking, telling all the secrets.
I know, man. Y'all giving up game.
You
and
get
shit?
In afterwards. I know how water left, but it was worth it.
No hot water.
That's poor. Listen, you fucking.
That's poor. I got that gas water heater that they put on the little box. The little box on the side of my house. We in there, big dog.
the fucking Sex Temple Pilots over here.
Right. Stone
Sex Temple Pilots over here. Golly, bro.
Oh, God.
So, yes, I think I would say, especially as you get older, and if you do, you know, have little ones in the house, then, of course, planning is good. And I would expect that, you know, you should have those moments where you can be somewhat spontaneous as well. But, you know, make sure that you're pleasing each other. You guys are doing what you need to in regards to your love languages so that y'all stay intimate with one another. You dig what I'm saying? Yes, it's okay if y'all take your breaks and things like that, or, you know, not tonight, but make sure that you keep your partner happy sexually. You know what I'm saying? It's important. Last but not least, I got one for us. You dig what I'm saying? And this was a wild one that I think I'm on a... Yeah, let me just go ahead and read this shit off to you. Let's go. All right. And this final topic is sponsored by Grow Gang Inc. You dig?
Take a seat. Here,
listen, since you niggas are over here drinking on some shit right now, and I gotta go get my shit, let me tell me about a time where you had to navigate either a relationship or an experience where you found out that there were different levels of sexual experience between you and your partner. Sir, you do not have to take the stand if no need to.
I don't know.
Bequeath your time, sir.
Bequeath my time.
All right. Yeah. Listen, we don't want
for a while.
Yeah. He was. If you didn't hear him, he said he was Himothy, him Duncan. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I got one.
All right, sure.
Honorary mention real quick, we don't got to get into it. This is an example for the listeners out there, because I hear this a lot. I heard this the other day. Don't ask body counts if you're not ready for the answer. Don't ask them, period. But don't ask if you're not ready for the answer.
Listen, guys, fellas, you never want to know your sexual partner.
Answer these questions first, and then we'll get
to that. We'll get to that. But let's
see. Marty always be doing
young.
That.
Oh, no, she's saying young. Shit. Oh, no, it was a college. No, it was right before college. Summer before college. It was my first threesome. Was talking all that shit before. You know what I'm saying? Because you knock one down. Well, you knock one down, you knock a few of them down before. Jump. This is all past tense. Anyways, you knock them down, you good to go. So you thinking, okay, I can handle two. You don't know what that
right.
You don't know what that entails.
Yeah, two disappointed women, didn't you?
No, nigga. But I did almost dislocate my knee because niggas was tired. I was sweating like a hoe in church. You got in there, I'm like, oh, I could handle both of them. She brought the best friend. I said, yeah, bring the best friend. It's up. One get in, then they want to switch. Then I'm trying to figure out what it got to the point where I'm trying to figure out ways to get them to coexist. To, you know what I'm saying? Like, go ahead, do that to her. Yeah, I'm really over here. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? You get to the point where you get the sweat dripping in your eye, and you're like, oh, I'm making it worse. Hold up. Okay, yeah, go ahead, kiss her real quick. Just so I can give me a couple minutes to get back in. And I'm just going in. As soon as she finished, I'm like, okay, you done? Okay, well, what about me? My turn. And then the other one.
It was at this moment that he knew.
Yes.
He fucked up.
Yes. Yes. It ended up working out in my favor. Then they was trying to do it again. That was it for a minute.
You didn't even pace yourself, did you?
No. I'm going in. I'm trying to finish one so I could get to the other, not knowing that the one that I was usually dealing with, I knew her. So I'm like, okay, I knew what to do. Then the friend, I'm thinking, oh, it's gonna be the same thing. Talking all that shit. She heard all the shit before. And then no, the friend, that's where I was like, yo, this bitch is not human. This is my, I'm speaking as if me from the time before. This young lady, I'm thinking she not human because she was like, okay, now do this. Now do this. She gave
this nigga had an out of body experience.
She nigga, you know when Doctor Strange like knocked Spider-Man like out of knocked Peter out of Spider-Man and then he was like down there? Like she did some don't even redacted.
Yo, get knocked out of your
I was literally and then the worst part is the girl that I was usually dealing with knew that I knew or she knew that I fucked up. Cause it's like they was in on it. Cause she over here looking at me like, oh, you better not be done. I'm next. And I'm sitting here like what is it? What's Kelsey? Oh,
this is pre honey. This is pre honey pack, ain't it? You ain't even know about
this. Just all sounds like poor planning.
It does, doesn't it?
No, this was Incredible Hulk.
Poor planning. Nah,
first mistake. First mistake.
I told you. I know poor planning when I hear
mistake.
It was Incredible Hulk. It was a pool party, so all the energy that goes into swimming and jumping off shit and doing whatever. Hitting
laps and shit.
You know, first off, cannonballs jumping off shit, thinking like, okay, it's cool. Then it was like, okay, I got one. She brought the friend, so I'm like, okay, we're all drunk. We're all on the same level. Knowing that, like, no. In hindsight, I realized I had to do all the work. They was just giving orders and then laughing and joking because they knew that I fucked up. But I couldn't show, I had to show faith. So I'm just thinking like, okay, I'm going to get you there or die trying.
No, sometimes you just got to eat defeat.
I was high school. I was stubborn. I didn't know yet.
Mm-mm-mm.
I didn't know that it was okay to concede. You give up so you can live to fight another day. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean give up? You get your nut like she get her nut. That's the whole point of the game. You ain't supposed to.
But the way
that
they was talking shit, I had to be right. It was like, no, I had to lay shit down.
So you let your ego.
Yeah, your ego got you.
You know,
murked,
you know what comes before?
Yo, you ever?
You know what? Hey, Marty, you know what comes before the fall? Pride.
Yeah. Nigga was proud line. I'm a Gryffindor, you know what I'm saying? But
no, don't blame that on us over here. But don't blame that on us. No, we heroic, not dumb. You went in there like a Hufflepuff with your chest all huffed up.
Gryffindors are impulsive.
Trying to Ravenclaw some Slytherins.
And, no, I mean that was the snake was ass, in there.
Got your ass tossed out of Hogwarts.
I was trying to pounce. That's exactly what happened. You know what I'm saying? It had me looking like a muggle afterwards. But you know,
in the corner crying, bro. They
didn't plan right.
In the corner crying.
Incredible Hulk. That's it.
I'm gonna tell you this. I've never had a threesome ever, but if I did. I heard it's not that great, but you got to look at it this way. If it's two people you know, attack the one you know first. You know how to get her off.
That's you know what how I did.
Get her out the way, but then you looked at, you said you had her friend. You just
no,
said.
Her, no, I had her.
Her friend, like, oh, her, I got friend her friend sent him to the moon.
Yeah, she.
So
she,
then why did her
she put me in my place?
Okay, cool. Then why did her buddy look back at you like, I'm next?
No, she, the one that I knew, was like, okay, you better not be done because I'm next. I'm sitting here thinking,
wait,
but you had her already.
Yeah, she was
she wanted some get back, bro.
No,
she's trying to get back
was,
in there.
That's what I'm saying. It was a setup. It was a setup because, like, afterwards.
Oh, no.
Back.
It wasn't no setup. You fell for, you got played. Because it wasn't
they
no setup.
You out, bro.
You tapped your homegirl out, and then you knocked off Shorty, and then Shorty looked the first one looked at you like, I'm next. No, nigga, it's over.
Yo, Marty getting slutty.
Everybody won.
Nuts.
You got slutty. You got ran. They ran.
Yo, took your whole cookies.
That wasn't a threesome. They ran you.
Yeah.
It was junior year.
They ran a train on you, bro.
Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. They ran a train on you. That's crazy.
I went out sad, but
you got ran.
I didn't have another one for 4 years after that. I was like, nah.
Yeah, that was poor. They preyed on you.
Yeah, that is.
They preyed on you, but everybody got what they wanted.
Damn, they ran on you like a New York subway. That's crazy, bro.
And then that's left, wild. Like just then, just like left. Like we weren't at my house. They
wow, Marty, else. They just left.
They just like great. They're I don't like, know what you're complaining you. About. Sounds that like a great time. That, to
I don't see anything wrong here. What are we talking anything. About?
He they nutted, she nutted, I nutted. They left.
There was it was 06. There was no Uber. Like they was the ride.
Oh, he was in the back seat asleep. He was in the back seat, balled up, bro.
Wait. They smutted you out. Ed was the ride. Left you stranded. Damn.
No, it's not
Martin.
That's not even the worst part.
Oh no, what is worse?
What is the worst?
What is worse, bro?
This is like, oh, this is probably the second time I've ever only told this story. Like ever.
Hang on. This is the second time you only told this story. Susio gunshots. Susio exclusive. You know what I'm saying? Big teams.
Life, you know what I'm saying? Life experience is how you write good music. But
damn, so yeah, what song did you write to that?
No comment. So I got left. We got left at the homie with the pool. I don't even know where that motherfucker was. We was just in one of the rooms because he had hella rooms in his house. So when they left, I had to call moms to come and pick me up.
Yo, calling mom Dukes to come get you.
I don't. Look. I'm still trying to figure out where this is.
This
a
is not
bad
a bad story, sir.
No,
you just got your muffin cracked, man.
You had your first threesome. Everybody nutted. That's 2 points there.
Mm-hmm.
Then you didn't get a ride. Okay. But your mama had to come get you. That's a point because you still got a ride. I bet you she took you to get something to eat. Point.
Jack in the Box. Oh, what's up?
You got a point. And then you went home safe. That's a good night. I'm not.
Yo, that is a hilarious skit,
yeah,
bro.
Now I can understand that it was a good night. At the time, my feelings was hurt.
Yo,
yeah, your feelings could be hurt.
My ego was hurt.
Nah, bro. This is a hilarious.
It's all about how you dress the story.
This feels like some grandma boy shit.
I'm just talking about like me, like how I felt internally. Like, of course, I was like, yeah, you know what I mean? I dressed it up, but in the moment, I'm like, wow.
Hey, look here. This story in the right hands is.
Yo, it's hilarious. Is legendary. This is better than Cocaine Bear, bro.
Because I heard it was like.
You said it was a pool party. Yeah, women was actually in the pool. So
pool party,
like,
yeah. But the Incredible Hulk is probably the downside
it's
to this.
The Incredible Hulk.
The Incredible Hulk here is.
It's not the downside.
We can
because,
always
look.
Input. Listen. We could always, if we actually do make this into like a comedy sketch here, we will replace Incredible Hulk. You know what I'm saying? With some more, way more baller shit. I think.
You know how much Hennessy was?
I think I think some Luke Belair would be perfect.
That is true. That is
it would be perfect
if
here.
If we're gonna state
if we just gonna really make error, this to be
06.
What it is.
Yeah,
it was 06.
It's 06.
Yeah. But dog, look, you got smut, you got your first threesome. I'm trying to show you all the benefit, the good parts right. of this. You got your first threesome, everybody nutted. You got a ride home, you got free food, and you got home safe. Yes, man. And you went to a pool party. That's 6 points.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right.
Because I would have dressed this up and it would have been like Project X.
Yo, it definitely sounds like Project
definitely
X.
Was.
It sounds Project X. Even more so that his mom came and picked him up and then took him to go get some Jack in the Box while he was sulking in the passenger seat.
I was just like, because I was sore, my ego, because I was really thinking like, in that moment, like, damn, did I fuck or did I get fucked?
You probably
did both.
You did both, but you definitely, you got fucked.
To be honest, you did. But if you did both. Because really? you popped off your shorty, and then shorty popped you off. But you popped her off too, so it was like a 2-on-1 handicap match.
Bro.
It really was.
Beat them niggas in 21, for real. You played some iron. You beat them niggas in 21. That's what it sounded like.
I think it was like a, yeah, it was just like a heel, you know, a heel just talking shit after they lost the match. Because the way that they was, the way that they was smirking and shit, you would have thought that.
They were probably smirking because you did your thing, but good for you. We're gonna hype you up, bro. We're just gonna make it.
Well, yeah,
I'm just saying, like me and that.
I think your insecurities played a little trick on you.
You probably won that. You probably won that for real. You know what I'm saying?
Because it is my
question. Can't go back and ask.
Did they still talk
to
you after that?
We're just gonna assume.
Yeah, they wanted to do it again, except there was just too much laughing for my taste at the time.
Damn.
Nigga, you won and lost at the same time. You won, and then you let your insecurities lose you more threesomes with them for the rest.
That's crazy. Boy. You could have got that back.
Man. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Man, it's a lot.
They could have run a game back on you. You know what
I'm
saying?
They were trying. I know. I mean, we got them individually on their own, but it was just at the same time. I was just like, I don't know about it. Because it was maybe like, it was
sound like one of them got upset at the other one. You dig? So maybe you did win, sir. See, trying to get you back together. You're welcome.
Yeah. It's just you're right. I feel better about it now.
All right. So, like I said earlier, when I was drinking, and when I started drinking in high school, my homeboy that went to UD and he was an engineer, he took me to a bunch of different college parties. And it was funny because we would always just play like we were brothers. And he'd be like, oh, yeah, man, he's adopted. So anywhere we went, everybody just thought that I was his adopted younger brother. And he was like, bro, no, I don't. These niggas don't. We don't even live in the same fucking house. Anyways. And like his buddies knew, but like anytime we went out and shit and he was introducing me to like other people or girls and shit like that, then he'd be like, yeah. So I remember this one time, we went to a party, where was it at? I think it was on, wasn't Chambers. Yes. It started off on 36 Chambers. I kid you not. My buddy, shout out to my homeboy Magnus, Black Dude Dreads. He was such a big Wu-Tang fan, and this was the second person that really got me into Wu-Tang. And he lived in 36 Chambers because Enter the 36 Chambers Wu-Tang. So we're there for, I think they were having a keg party, and then we end up going over to another side of UD's campus. And, you know, at the time, like, I was still in high school. I didn't lose my virginity until I was a freshman in college. So for me, yeah, of course, like, you know, I mess around with girls and shit like that, but I just didn't fuck because I was like, yo, I'm just nah. You know what I'm saying? And I'm kind of glad that I didn't, because, you know, niggas that were sexually active in high school, the majority of them niggas got kids at an early age. So whatever. Fuck you niggas. Anyways, so this girl I ended up meeting, she was in a sorority. Buddy Magnus and my buddy Zach, you know, sitting there gaming me up to her. She ended up taking me upstairs. And this is when I found out the levels, mites. You dig? Yeah. Because what I found out later is these niggas kept saying that I was a senior, but they weren't telling her that I was a senior in high school. So she thought I was a senior at UD. So, you know, this young lady sent me to go see space. Okay. I saw the constellations. I went to the water park.
This don't count. This story does
Space
not count.
Mountain?
Yeah. Space Mountain. Nope. Now the reason
this story
why
does
I,
not count.
The reason why,
does not
why
count.
Not? Why not?
Because you said you wasn't out there like that.
You weren't
in these streets.
What I'm saying is, though,
you weren't
like,
in these streets. You said you didn't start fucking
into
college. You were a senior in high school. So
you're
telling us about the woman who took your virginity, nigga.
Nah,
this does not count.
Listen, sir.
This don't count.
I found out it was a water park. She's a squirter. Gobbled everything.
This don't count.
Like, sir,
this don't count.
You're right. Okay. Okay.
This don't count now, because of course you was out of your league.
Now hold on. There's a reason why I'm prefacing this, sir. So all the things that this girl bestowed upon me knowledge-wise. I remember when there was a girl I used to work with. We both worked at this nutrition fitness company, and then we had like talked, but we had like continued to talk at a distance, right? So she comes into town to visit. I think it was for like 3 or 4 days. She went to go see some friends in Columbus. Now, mind you, she thinks that I am like very professional, which, you know, most of the time that we're talking to each other, chatting with each other, we're always in a professional setting. So we end up going out, go get a bite to eat, and then we go stay at her hotel. Now, my nigga, when I tell you everything in my mind that I learned when I first learned it, and then I experienced the same thing, because this girl was also a water hose faucet. Listen, water park, splash mountain, all that. And I was like, oh, I know what to do with this now. Man, when I tell you, went crazy, and all I see is just her backpedaling towards the headboard. Nah, where you going, bro? I know what this is now. I am not afraid. Give me all this. Nom, nom, nom. So
yeah, it had you a Scooby snack.
Yeah, just I remember the next day we went to go get breakfast, and like, you know when somebody's like awestruck, like when they just look at you like, who are you? And I was like, well, I didn't want to say, well, there was this young lady that I had one of my first experiences, and she was just like you, you know, because you can't say that shit. I don't understand why your face looks all sucio, and but you know it does. But yeah, no, that was an interesting experience. It was funny because it was like, you, I always say this, and I ask this question: you ever have like pussy flashbacks?
Mm-hmm.
But like at the most inopportune time, mm-hmm. I had a flashback in the pussy, and then it was flashing. So like that's what I'm saying.
That should sound like a sitcom.
Sir, it was like, you know, when you're like, oh, in anime, when them niggas go up against something and it's difficult, but then they flash back to a moment where it was a similar situation and then they overcome it. That's exactly what happened.
This nigga had a Dragon Ball Z cinematic.
No, I had a Naruto moment and some coochie.
is that why the flutes at the beginning in the intro?
Yeah, you dig what I'm saying? Listen, foreshadowing.
Bring it back.
All I'm saying is that yes, me being sexually inexperienced in that one moment actually allowed me to have I remember this. And then I knew what to do.
You remember the first time you found the squirt, all right.
Listen, you're right. It might not have been, but
this has been another episode of the Sucio Boys podcast.
Hey, Ness, nigga, bro. Well, it's more like this, kind of like how Marty had said, where it's like their expectation was kind of set by like, maybe just how we communicated. So then when she was very shy in that, and I was like, oh no, I'm not. I'm very happy. And it was like, I think she just had been with other people, which she even said this afterwards, was like, they didn't really know how to react. And they somewhat reacted negatively to like a girl that's a squirter. And I'm like, why?
Or sometimes, you know, sometimes when they lie to you,
Boys
they
podcast.
Tell you it's yours.
Boy, if you don't hush, we getting this.
Hey, look, y'all can have it then. I'm finna go. Sucio slow 217.
Look, so I'm about to get.
I know how to press leave.
Yeah, all right.
I know how
anyways,
to press leave.
Man,
I'm out.
Listen, you're right. This has been another episode of the Sucio Boys podcast. Nigga couldn't even get his motherfucking shit off, man. Anyways, before we get up here, I know
long
you ain't, cooch. But you know what? That's it.
Double
that
attention.
Is it. It might that might be it. Long in the cooch. Long in the cooch. You know what? Instead of Stone's Sex Temple Pilots, I think Long in the Cooch might actually have just done it.
Just put a little bit long because you got use the phrase. So when you turn the phrase, it just won't be like Long in the Cooch. It'd be like, They're not going to get it.
Nah, nah. Long, long pause in the cooch. Anyways. OMG. Oh, my God. We have got to get the fuck up out of here. Oh, my Lord. Have mercy. This has been episode 8. Mike Cuzzo, you're right. You're right. Golly, man. Anyway, let us know for all those listening, you know, when did you
find out? When I had to be the voice of reason, niggas is wild.
I'm too hot.
Well, that's y'all's fault. Y'all started off Grow Gang Gone. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my goodness. Shout out to all the sponsors, yo, for making this an amazing podcast, as always. Grow Gang Inc., we appreciate you. 710 Labs for sure. Bel-Air Champagne. And as always, Dr. Dabber, we love you and appreciate y'all. Before we get up out of here, Sloan, can you tell the people where they can find you, sir?
Well, you can most likely find me, Susio Sloan 217, on all social medias. Find me Tuesdays and Thursdays, 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, hosting Coffee with Rev on Twitter. Also on Thursdays, you can catch me hosting the Pay Window with the Professor and Sloan. This week's guest is Sean Rossap from Fightful. And we'll be talking about, I think the match we're doing is one of my favorite matches is HBK Shawn Michaels versus Shelton Benjamin on Raw, where Shelton did the springboard. Thank you, sir. Springboard into the super kick. Oh, just such good S word. And that was when he was on a roll of having like probably like 4 or 5 decent main event matches on Raw. He was killing. And me and Shelton Benjamin. So I'm excited about that. So you know what? Drink water, smoke reefer, wash your ass, mind your business, speak up, speak out, don't let nobody silence you. I'm finna go eat some of this barbecue I made yesterday.
Ooh, that shit looked fire too.
Also, shout out to last week's guest on the Pay Window, Alex Kane.
That's the man's.
Yeah, listen, we out here.
We got an episode coming up too after next week. It's gonna be Fam from Black Wrestling Podcast.
Hey, shout out Fam.
Something else. And that's he also being Coffee with Rev too. So we trying to get the family on.
Listen.
Ill Fam 79. Shout out to you, my mans.
Yeah, shout out to Fam. That's gang.
Marty, where can the people find you, sir?
Okay, you can find me in a playlist. You can find me on Twitter at @m_, you know what I'm saying, McFlyer than you. You can also find me on Instagram at @Marty_McFlyer than you.
Wow, you say that with such disdain, and you are so, you did not sound like you enjoyed saying that. You have an Instagram. Hey, but I know this nigga about to have a TikTok coming soon. Play with us, man. Yeah. Listen, we gonna get Marty on TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all go follow him on all social platforms that you see him on. You know what I'm saying? We gotta get him up out of his shell on socials. Listen, A-Hun the Shogun. You can find me on Twitter, the Aaron Hunter. Yeah, I use my Govy. But I got burners next to my burners. You know what I'm saying? Petty Pie May, I don't play. Man, you can find me on Facebook and also Instagram at A.Hun the Shogun. You can also find me on Snap at A.Hun the Shogun. And yeah, make sure that you follow the CDB Network Facebook fan page. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. We're starting to get back into it. We've had to shuffle around and make some changes and move some people in and around the roster. So unfortunately, that means that we've had to, you know, acclimate our socials a little bit. So I'm trying to get all that stuff back. Listen, bruv, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, also, make sure if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify that you give us a 5-star rating. Number one, this helps us be heard more places around the world. Right now, we're in 7 countries. Our goal is to get to 10. And then after that, we're going to make another goal to get to 15. So hopefully we're in 20 countries streaming weekly by the end of summer. That's the goal, yo. But you can help us out by making sure you give us that 5-star rating. Like, share, subscribe. Also, follow us on YouTube, the CDB Network on YouTube. And you can find all of our visuals for the Shoe Show Boys podcast there as well. Okay. We love y'all. We thank y'all for listening. Episode 80 of the Sucio Boys podcast. You dig what I'm saying? SpongeBob, if you could do me a favor, let the people know we appreciate.
Thank you for your patronage.
And we about this bitch. We holla.
Bye.
Damn, Artie.